our faith is a revelation-based faith. It's not based on human reasoning or the records of history or even good experience and street knowledge. It's not based on the great philosophies of the world. It is revelation-based. Now, what do I mean by that? Christianity is unique in as much as you won't be able to receive it and believe it unless the Father reveals it to you. Matthew 16:17 says, Jesus speaking, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And that's the only way you're going to get it. And that's another way of saying, if the Holy Spirit isn't allowed to work in your heart, then you're not going to get it. Because he must show you something. See, Christianity is not a corporate religion. It's a personal faith. Amen. You've got to hear God. I don't mean you're going to hear trumpets or have a glaring exotic vision, a shocking dream. I know you don't have to have any of that, but you've got to have a little light come on inside you in your knowing. You're going to know you know that you know you just heard from God. That which brings you to Christ, where you're born of the Spirit, is revelation. And you don't need a Bible college education to get that. I was saved the first time I ever heard the gospel preached, without a background in Christianity. Oh, I was christened as a child, and I had my baptismal certificate, and I hadn't been to church in years, didn't know anyone who really did. But that first time I was invited to that little church and heard the gospel preached, I knew what I was hearing was the truth. Well, how did I know it was the truth if the Spirit of God hadn't convicted me in my heart and my conscience? This is the truth you're hearing. And you know the truth when you're hearing it. You may not want to admit it all the time, but you know the truth when you're hearing it, when God is giving it to you. When man is giving it to you, it becomes an argument, a debate, a discussion. But the Bible says, you know, the servant of the Lord must not strive in sharing the truth. And I think we miss it. I do not believe in debates when it comes to the truth, when it comes into counsel. Because the only way to be saved is to hear from the Holy Spirit and acknowledge, God just touched me. And I believe that. Amen. One little beautiful truth upon another. The scriptures tell us that the Holy Spirit teaches us and takes us from righteousness to righteousness. What is that all about? Revelation. You know, when you first get saved, you're full of enthusiasm and excitement, and you want to do everything right from the second you get saved. And you're not only very vulnerable, but you're also very dangerous. You're very vulnerable in as much as anything that sounds sincere, you're going to go after. And many folks have gone after many sincere things that got themselves into very sincere trouble. But you're also dangerous in as much as when you first get saved, you are ready to become a crusader and get a horse and get yourself a steel outfit and a sword and a lance and go crusading for Jesus. And we usually poke a lot of people with our lance and get nobody saved. What is that all about? Well, you see, we heard from God. We heard something. As small as it was, God convinced our hearts. And when he convinced our hearts, we got saved. And until God convinces your heart, you mustn't fake it. The people who have the hardest time living the Christian lives are those who are impressing us with the fact that they got saved. And they didn't. I have never bothered to prove to anybody I got saved. The Bible doesn't say you're supposed to. Paul did say, I know in whom I have believed and I am persuaded. And ladies and gentlemen, that's where Christianity starts. The prodding, nudging of the Holy Spirit that doesn't have to be something you hear on the inside. It could be a billboard you read or a road sign. God can use anything he wants to get to your attention. But you know, this isn't just any road sign this time. I mean, I've seen hundreds of maybe thousands of road signs in my life. But when for instance, God wanted to take me to Philadelphia, I was in the boonies in Missouri going over hill and dale, wrestling with the fact that I believe God wanted me to go to Philadelphia. I come over the hill and there's a billboard that talks about Philadelphia. And I said, that is it. There can't even be a billboard that says that. I bet if I went back later on, that billboard wasn't even there. I was set up and more like had a vision. I don't know. Whatever, I don't care. But when you know God spoke, that's when you move. And anyone who moves before they hear God speak gets into trouble. You can do a good thing and a right thing and a beautiful thing and a needy thing. No, I'm not having heard from God. And when you do that, you dig your own grave. Yep. You add sorrow upon sorrow because God watches you, I am convinced, with his arms folded and says, boy, you got into that. Now I'm going to watch you get out of it. And unless you repent and say, God, you know, you didn't say any of that. No. You said 1, 2, 3, and I said 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and maybe to 100.